Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown hits from the 1970s and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from Thelma Houston, The Supremes, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, DeBarge, The Dazz Band, and Michael Jackson. Well, first up, the number one smash hit from Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way. Well, as a child in Mississippi, Thelma Houston used to sit in the balcony of her local movie theater and fantasize about becoming a Hollywood movie star. When her mother, who picked cotton to support her three daughters, announced that the family was moving to California, Thelma knew her dream was going to come true. She recalled that, "I always knew I was supposed to be there, to be close to the people I saw every Sunday in the movies." Well, she missed by about 30 miles as her family relocated to Long Beach, California. Well, Thelma finished school, married, had two children, worked in the healthcare field, and divorced. She joined a gospel group, the Art Riddle Singers, and after they recorded an album for Capitol Records and toured the country, she gave serious consideration to a career in music. Well, quite frankly, she had very limited success in the 1960s, going into the 1970s, and she thought that she would never make it. Well, the waiting finally came to an end in 1976 when Thelma released her album called Any Way You Like It for Motown Records. Well, producer Hal Davis had heard Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes song called Don't Leave Me This Way. It featured lead singer Teddy Pendergast at a party and had Thelma record it in a disco version. Well, it was released as a single. It entered the Hot 100 at number 85 in December of 1976, and it took a grand journey to the top, arriving there 18 weeks later. Well, here is Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way, right here on Motown Memories.
plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memory from the Supremes. That song did not chart, but it was called 530 Plane, and it was recorded and released in 1972. And we started with Thelma Houston's number one from 76, Don't Leave Me This Way. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring songs released in the 1970s and 1980s for this half hour. Well, coming up, a number five song in the UK, but never charted in the United States in 1980, My Old Piano from Diana Ross. Well, Diana was the second of six children born to a Baptist family. Diana's father was Fred Earl Ross Sr., born July 4, 1920, and died on November 21, 2007. And her mother, Ernest Ross, born January 27, 1916, and died October 9, 1984, in Detroit. While her sisters Barbara and Rita did not enter show business, instead, Barbara became a doctor and Rita became a school teacher. Well, younger brother Arthur, also known as T-Boy, was a successful songwriter for Motown, composing hits for Marvin Gaye, the Jackson 5, and others. Diana's youngest brother Leon was also a songwriter, and her brother Chico Ross, also known as Wilbert, was a dancer on Diana's tours. Well, Diana had another brother, Fred, who was murdered along with his wife. Well, during Diana's later teen years, her parents separated and later divorced. Diana's mother later married a person by the name of John Jordan. Well, here is Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories.
Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Close your eyes and let your soul unwind. Sooner or later.
Continue with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from DeBarge. That was Rhythm of the Night, and they reached number 3 from 1985. Before that, a number 10 song from 1987 by Smokey Robinson, One Heartbeat. And we started with that Diana Ross great song. Didn't chart in the U.S., but number 5 in the U.K. in 1980, My Old Piano. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs recorded in the 1970s and 1980s. Well, the balance of this hour will be two songs from the 1980s. Well, coming up, a song from the Daz Band, a number 9 song in the UK in 1984, but only reaching number 84 in the US. Well, the Cleveland-based Daz Band was one of the more popular funk groups of the early 1980s. Bobby Harris formed the group in the late 1970s, merging two Cleveland funk bands called Bell Telefunk and Mother Braintree. After a bunch of lineup changes, the end result was an 8-piece band featuring Harris, Skip Martin III, Pierre DeMud on horns and vocals, guitarist Eric Fearman, bassist Michael Wiley, drummer Isaac Wiley, keyboardist Kevin Frederick, and percussionist Kenny Petras. Will Harris, and lead songwriter-guitarist Michael Calhoun's concept for the group was danceable jazz, hence the short term DAZZ. Here are the DAZZ Band, right here on Motown Memories.
Come back and you look around.
Michael Jackson with A Day in Your Life, that reached number 55 in the U.S., but reached number 1 in the U.K. in 1981. It was recorded in the early 1970s, and Motown held it until the great success Michael enjoyed after leaving the Motown record label and going to the Epic record label. We started with the Daz Band, Let It All Blow, number 84 in the U.S. and number 9 in the U.K. in 1984. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've heard Motown songs released in the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s this hour. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.